You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage, heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. Warning, the views expressed come from men who've spent half their lives in grease-stained overalls, inhaling hazardous fluids. Before taking any advice, consider the source. This program will contain humor of a questionable nature. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now. 416-360-0740 or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, hit it!
Yeehaw!
Hey, it's another great day in the garage business, and welcome to Dave's Corner Garage. Today we're going to be talking about the auto auction that's coming up at the airport. We're going to have Terry Lobson on.
Yes.
And we're giving away three pairs of tickets, VIP tickets.
Excellent, VIP.
Yeah, VIP. It means you can go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Very important person.
As long as you have enough money in your wallet, you can probably stay all 3 days. You know, we're kind of impulse buyers. You know, I would go there and see something I like, and I'd buy it, even though I never planned to buy a car at all.
Yeah, you're going to find out where, if you need one of those bidding cards, it doesn't even cost.
No, they're free.
So just make sure you don't scratch that itch because you could end up owning a car.
Well, that's the bottom line, eh? Take your credit card with you and...
I was just scratching my nose. The next thing you know, I owned a car. What the heck happened there?
Exactly right. Jonathan Shule is going to be with us. We were at his party on Thursday. He was chosen by the Dragons as a winner. And we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Car generator is the product. And you got quite a reception. We had over 150 people there.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good. And amazing who guys will come in for free food and booze. You know?
Well, you were there.
I was there. It's exactly right. And we have a winner. The contest to Mexico. I talked to the young person this morning, and we're going to be...
You announce her name just after the break, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to be announcing her, and we're going to have her on the air to talk about the winning the prize to Mexico, plus your questions. We do not have a studio guest today, so we're wide open to your questions, and I see the phones are starting to ring now, so do call in. And when we come back, I guess we're going to go to the phones. We'll be right back.
After these messages. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
That doesn't sound right. Better call Dave's Corner Garage. To reach Dave and Alan on Zoomer Radio, call 416-360-0740 or toll free at 1-866-740-4740 or send your plea for help to davescornergarage.com.
You're one click away from owning the world's most reliable generator.
I am?
You have a car. All you're missing is Car Generator, the lightweight unit that hooks up to your vehicle, supplying backup power in minutes that can run your home for days. Car Generator needs no maintenance, unlike expensive gas generators that hide a dirty secret. If you don't maintain them, they don't run.
So why buy one if I already have a car?
Now you're getting it with a money-back guarantee. CarGenerator.com. Is that a generator in your driveway?
Are you ready? Winter is coming. It's time to protect your vehicle from its worst enemy with Crown, Canada's number one rust protection. Crown's expert technicians apply an advanced formula to every area of your vehicle, helping it to last longer, look better, and maintain a higher resale value. Visit crown.com for a special offer and for the dealer nearest you. Crown. Protect. Maintain. Save.
If it's true that Salen all-season tires deliver a quiet and smooth ride and maximum tread life for around half the cost of the competition's tire, then shouldn't everyone be switching to Salen all-season tires? You'd think so. Then again, not everyone is as smart as you. Take Salen with you through every turn. Find a dealer at salentires.ca and drive smart on Salen all-season tires.
Okie dokie. Welcome back. It's Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Dave Redinger.
I am Alan Gelman.
Yes, and we have my grandnephew with us from Phoenix with us today. We're going to get him on the air later. We're going to talk about a little bit about CAA. The CAA put out what's called a towing bill of rights. What it means is if you have an accident on the side of the road and all those tow trucks show up, and you're kind of in a panic because you just went through a real...
Exactly. Most people are in shock when this happens. You don't expect the accident to happen. And it's hard to be thinking with a straight mind. And unfortunately, for many years, there have been tow truck operators that were less than scrupulous. They were hooked up with body shops.
Less than scrupulous is wrong.
Well, that was a nice way of putting it. I could have said they're all a bunch of gangsters, but I didn't say that, okay? No. Because there are good tow truck drivers out there, certainly lots of them. And you know Joey from Abrams, and he runs a head-up company.
They don't actually tow accidents.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Bill of Rights, you have the right to decide who can tow your vehicle. So even though the cop says, get the thing moving, if the tow truck driver says, I'll move it for you, take it home.
Exactly. You can do that, or you can have the tow truck move it off the road so it's in a safe location and then ask them to put it down because you want to get your own tow truck. And as a matter of fact, if you are a CAA member, you are able to call CAA and get your free tow from the accident scene.
Right. But the police have the right to clear the traffic.
Exactly. So it's just a matter of getting it off the road. But, if there's a plaza right next door or just a block away, say, fine, tow me there. I'm out of the way, and then drop the car.
Number two, permission for towing must be signed before the towing starts. In other words, it just doesn't hook up to your car and take off, and you're stuck with a bill that is like explosive.
Exactly. So you have to know what the rates are going to be. Now, you've got to ask these questions. They're not necessarily going to offer you a rate sheet.
No.
But ask beforehand how much it's going to cost. And, of course, the final bill cannot exceed 10% above that quoted price.
Yep. Same in the repair business, too.
Right. And if you choose to, you can pay by credit card. You don't necessarily have to pay by cash, which is what the burly guy might say, all right, we only take cash here.
Yep.
No, sorry, you can do a credit card.
And well, you should also explain that a lot of these guys are salesmen for body shops.
Exactly.
So they pick it up.
Exactly. And part of your rights as the car owner are to find out if this tow truck driver has an incentive, if he's working for a commission to take your vehicle to his or a body shop that he's going to recommend. Trust me, he's not recommending it because they do good work and they're great guys. He's recommending it because he's probably getting a commission for taking it there.
Yeah, they usually get 10 or 15% right off the top.
That's a heck of an incentive.
Absolutely correct.
It takes no accident. A minor fender bender today is $2,000-$3,000.
That's the other thing. If it's more than $3,000, I think you have to call the police. If it's less, you don't have to.
It'll have to go to the Collision Reporting Center.
Exactly right. And the other thing you should know is some of these companies make money on storage, where they take it to their lot, it just sits there, and they're clicking $100 a day or $150 a day on storage. Your insurance company will actually supply you with an envelope, and it'll tell you what to do in case of an accident and preferred towing people. So if you haven't got that, I would be first one call my agent on Tuesday and tell them, hey, I need to know what to do in case of an accident.
Right, because unfortunately, if your vehicle is towed by one of the bad guys and you may not even know where the car is going.
Yep.
You may be incurred huge expenses because, as Dave said, they're going to be charging you for storage and they're going to insist that the car be fixed at the premises. It could cost you thousands of dollars just to get your car released at that point.
Yeah, and sometimes the police aren't even aware of these towing rights. All they're concerned about with is clearing the road, getting these vehicles off the road, getting all the glass and all the bits of plastic and all that swept away, and traffic continues. So, and you're stuck with all these issues.
Are they supposed to do that? If you're not gone by an intersection and you've seen pieces of grills and headlights and wondered, what's all this junk doing here? There was obviously an accident.
Yeah.
Truck drivers aren't responsible to clean that away?
Well, they do it as a courtesy, I think.
Okay.
All right. But I have to tell you that, having said that, there's tons of great drivers out there that help a lot of people out of an issue, and they're straight, no issues at all. I used to like when they actually, on the side of the truck, would tell you what the towing fees are, how much per mile, what the pickup charge is, what the drop-off charge is, and it was straight. Nowadays, it's not that way.
No.
Like taxis used to say on the side of the road how much it was.
Remember on commercial vehicles, you always had to have a name on it, but they don't, that's not a law that they enforce anymore.
I remember that. So Bill of Rights, and it's from the CAA. I don't know if it's the law, but I believe it is. And you should be aware of it. So if you get into trouble on the side of the road, it's not a great place to meet people. But take care of yourself first, I imagine.
Exactly. And if you subscribe to one of these credit cards or, you know, companies like CAA, you're entitled to towing. So
yep.
You might as well use that.
Doug Ford has killed drive clean emissions testing. So
boo.
I know we talked about
boo.
That this week. No, you don't like it?
I like drive clean. Nobody likes that.
Why?
Well, because, you know what? If you look at the big picture, drive clean was put on, you know, made a law so that people would take care of their cars and that the cars shouldn't pollute. And when they've eliminated the fact that you've got to go for testing, people can operate cars that are gross polluters. Can, you know, they could be driving with the engine light on. They could be knowing that it's smoking behind. There's nothing forcing them to get the car fixed anymore.
Okay, but very few of them have the light on.
Well, the percentage of vehicles, correct, is not huge.
No.
So I know. The argument is, well, if 90% of the cars are good, then why do we even need this?
Well, they were saying something like 2 million cars were tested and less than 135,000 failed.
Well, it's still 135,000 cars that could be gross right. polluters.
And the other thing is, if you live in up north, like in North Bay, there is no test.
Right.
I mean, there's a cutoff line. It's only in the southern Ontario that we did have this test.
Okay.
So we're the ones that were getting it. I won't say where we're getting it. We're getting shafted.
Up the yin-yang, you want to say. Yeah, I think you could say yin-yang.
So now what's happening is they're saying they're going after the big polluters, which are trucks.
Okay.
Obviously, because they're burning a lot more fuel.
Well, most of them are diesel, and we see that black soot coming out
this
track.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right? So there, I was doing some research, and there are companies out there that produce hydrogen generators.
And these things
plug and sit on the back of the truck.
Right.
And introduce hydrogen into the intake. And it reduces the emissions of the trucks.
So that makes it burns cleaner then,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, it burns cleaner. You know how much gas a truck takes a month?
No.
Yes. Okay, you did. You said
no. I don't know.
Approximately $10,000 worth of fuel is burned a month on a truck
wow.
like that. Because it's on the road 24/7. Can you imagine? Clean that up and most of our problems will be gone.
Just
we'll
like that.
We'll wake up in the morning with the birds singing and the sun up in the sky. Hey, when we come back, where are we going, Alan?
We're talking to Terry Lobson.
Yes.
Out of the auction.
And we're giving away tickets. We have 3 pairs of tickets for the auto auction. So if you're calling in, we'll get your name and address, and you can pick them up here at the station after Wednesday.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. Give us a call right now. We're here to answer your questions.
All righty then. Welcome back, Dave's Corner Garage. Terry Lobson has been with us on the air for years. He's with the Collector Car Auction, and we're actually giving away some tickets.
3 tickets.
Yep, tickets today. Larry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing?
You guys do the fantastic every year, twice a year, actually. No, 3 times a year.
Spring and fall, right?
Yeah.
And one
yeah.
of them out there in near the border.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm doing almost, I was just thinking about this, as I'm probably, I think it's the 29th year, so almost 30 years we've been doing the auction down in Toronto.
Fascinating. It really is fascinating. So
yeah.
We have some really, how do you come up with some of this stuff? I mean, you got a 33 Morris Minor, right?
Yeah.
God.
Well, the cars come from different places. I mean, sometimes, you know, we'll see them, you know, in an ad or something. A lot of times, you know, there's people, the collectors that buy and sell. They're like, you know, trading cards to them, and they buy and sell. And then there's also individuals, too, for whatever reason. You know, they have an old car or maybe, you know, something, you know, grandpa's car, and nobody wants it, and they sell it. And so there's all different reasons. But the cars come to us every year, and there's several hundred cars we do every auction, and it's every sale is a different box of chocolates to quote Forrest
yeah.
Gump.
it's like a store, like you know what I'd like to talk about is in the spring they're buying projects, in the fall
yeah.
they're
yeah.
selling them off and maybe buying another project.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, a
yeah.
lot of guys
yeah.
get a kick out of just restoring stuff.
I would, you know,
yeah.
it's funny, I never thought of it that way. I thought it was a case of, you know, I want to get into the hobby and I want to find the car that I want, but then I would keep it. But
yeah.
you're saying there are people that flip them.
Or you can buy, a lot of people do, or a few people do, is you go to the auction in the spring, you buy something, you know, have fun with it all summer, you sell it at the fall auction, then you don't have to store it, you don't have to insure it, and then
yeah.
next year you do the same thing. So you get the benefit of driving a cool car every year.
You know, one of the issues I think is also is that these vehicles, some of them were disappearing down to the States, but now all of a sudden I see fresh stuff coming up on the auction.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, Canada's a different market, too. You know, longer seasons here, winter seasons as well, and, you know, cars on the road down south there, you know, go for their a lot of original cars down there. Of course, they don't have the salt, they don't have the rust, and so on. But mm-hmm. So it's a different mix. Plus, Canada obviously manufactured their own models of cars as well. So, like the McLaughlin Buick that we have coming up, that's a 1920. That's very early, built in Oshawa, and it was one of the early cars that started the General Motors. Canada.
Yeah, well, you know, my brother used to work for GM, and they consider Buick more prestigious than the Cadillacs were because the company started with Buick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And we have Cadillacs, too.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, just about everything from A to Z, really, and it spans almost 100 years of automotive history, and that's a great thing about the auction. Not only is it you can buy something or sell something there, but it's also like a show as well, so you get to see all these cars up close. And
exactly, and then there's so many people there obviously who are hobbyists, and most of the guys I find pretty friendly. So I mean, if you're looking to go as a fact-finding thing, you know, there are people there to talk to who are more than happy to tell you about their cars.
They love talking about cars.
A question now for somebody who may have never been to the auction: where does the pricing sort of start? I mean, let's say I'm thinking about getting in, but I haven't got a huge amount of money. What's usually the lowest end of the pricing?
You started, we say, like under $10,000.
You can
really find a great car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe something needs a little bit of tuning
TLC,
and stuff,
yeah.
Or you know, little details on that. But and then you get up over $100,000. But yeah, it's kind of a myth. You really don't, you know, you don't have, you know, if you got $20,000 to $30,000,
you can find
a
nice car.
Something that's been done that somebody's put, you know, double that amount into the restoration. So sometimes that's a really good buy. If you're not handy, you want something that's done. But if you like to tinker, there's lots of cars that go up for under $10,000.
Now, people want to have a quick, you know, a look at what's coming up, what's available. You guys have a website, right?
Yeah, go to CCP Auctions. Yeah, you can see the cars and the description about it. You know, the best thing to do, too, if you can come out early, then you get to inspect the cars. A lot of times the owners are there, you can do your homework. We always suggest that, you know, do your homework.
And is there a flea market there?
Yeah, and there's a little bit of a flea market there. They have all the old literature and books and
swag,
posters and all the bling for your garage.
For the man cave.
And there's refreshments there, too. And it's really exciting. It's wear comfy shoes. Spend the day there. It's a lot to see. And you'll find some really interesting treasures of cars you've never seen in your life.
All right, Terry, thanks for taking the time. Have yourself a great auction, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. That's next week.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, next week it is. All right, and we'll give out the website. It's ccpauctions.ca. If you get on that website, you can actually see their catalog.
Exactly.
And we'll be right back. Alrighty. By the way, just before we get to Jonathan, who's on the line holding, we have a note from Freddie DeFrancesco, who was our insurance expert.
Exactly.
He was in here. He's still our expert. Anyways, he says the law says if your car's in storage, you're allowed to go and get your personal items out at any time without any charge. So if you're in a Huskow, still get your computer out.
Right, because it's important that, you know, let's say, unfortunately, you need an accident. You could be taken away by ambulance and not had an opportunity to get your stuff.
Yeah, Evan,
so this says that you can go back to the body shop or wherever it's stored and get your personal items right away.
Evan was saying that it happened to him, and he had his computer in the car.
Right.
Yeah. It was real shicey.
Yeah. 200 bucks later. Jonathan's on the phone. Jonathan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Great party. We were there Thursday for the, the Dragon's Den program from CBC.
That's right. It was a viewing party. So my episode actually aired this week, and we had a little party. First, we thought we were going to hold it at the TIFF Lightbox and have about 60 people there, and then about 150 signed up, and it grew from there. So we ended up having a pretty big party at Fasken downtown on Bay Street. And it was a good time. We had a lot of people, and we watched me go on Dragon's Den.
And we're going to assume that it was a positive outcome.
Well, I was under NDA. I was not allowed to say what happened, and we did the taping in April, and or the recording in the studio in April, and I was not allowed to say what happened at the time, and I had to keep this super secret for months and months. And but then everyone, when I was having 175 people to a party, I guess people maybe put two and two together, but it was pretty cool.
Now, Jonathan, walk me through this. There's over 4,000 people a year that actually apply for Dragon's Den.
There is. There's around 4,000 to 5,000 people that apply. They run auditions all across Canada, and they then select out of those 4,000 people, they pick 150 people to do an in-studio appearance and to actually do their taping. And then only about 80 of those actually get aired. So this week when I found out originally that I was going to be aired, that was amazing. But then this week, it actually was the lead story. It was the sneak peek, so everyone could see it before the actual episode aired, which was amazing. Everyone was able to see it.
How long does it actually take? Like, on television, they make the decision in 7 minutes. But in reality, how long are you actually in the studio with them?
It's around a half an hour, 45 minutes. You go to the staging area down on CBC, and it's really interesting. My first hint was when they were rolling this big, rocking, beautiful Infiniti SUV up the freight elevator with five guys pushing it into the studio carefully and positioning it. And I knew that that was what I was going to put my car generator on. It was quite beautiful. So
they actually brought a car into the studio for you to hook up your generator to.
They did. They actually brought a big, beautiful Infiniti. They're a title sponsor for Dragon's Den. So they brought a big, beautiful SUV there, and it was just lovely.
Now, at this point, you really don't have a deal because everybody's doing their due diligence.
Well, what happens after the show, you go through a due diligence process. Mm-hmm. So that's underway. But it's great to have, you can see on the show that we had two dragons. So Lord Vince Guzzo from Montreal and Jim Treliving from Vancouver. They were both, did a deal with me and I shook hands and it was pretty cool.
It's amazing, huh?
Well, that's great because it wasn't the wah, wah, wah. Get the heck out of here. You got accepted. They liked you. Obviously, they feel that there's a there's a positive spin on this. I mean, they think your invention, your car generator, is a great thing, and they're interested in investing. How could that be bad?
Absolutely. And what was really the greatest thing is I saw their comments after I left the studio. Like as you walk out that door, the Dragon's Den door, and they just comment privately. They all of them said, "We love it. It's a great idea. You know, it's a great idea. We love it." And so it was great. It was very encouraging to see that, which is great. And the orders have been rolling in like crazy. My phone that night and my messages have been buzzing. There's been calls. There's been orders. I've got people looking for exclusive rights to certain countries.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty exciting, actually. It's such a simple idea.
For somebody who's new or just tuned into the show or doesn't know about your product, tell us quickly, what's it all about?
Sure. So Car Generator is a really simple product that it's for people that kind of wish they had backup power but don't have a generator and really don't want a generator.
Right, because for people that may not be aware of it, you've got to maintain a generator. They're heavy. They're bulky. You can't run them indoors.
You bolt them to the side of
your house.
There's
a downside of it, and they're limited to how much power they have. Yeah. Or if you buy a permanent one, it can cost $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, right?
Exactly. So people spend $8,000, and they get this big thing on their front lawn, and then they use it once every so often every couple of years. And my alternative is in the $700-$800 range. We've got a special on our website. I actually quoted $800 on the Dragon's Den, but mm-hmm. we've got a special for $695 right now, including free shipping and a furnace connection kit. So really, for the rare times that you need power, but you don't know how long you're going to need it for, you pull this thing out, attach it to the front of your car. It works with hybrids, with diesel, gas, whatever, and electric cars as well, and you can have power to run your furnace or your fridge
and
for up to 5 days.
It's portable. You have it in the trunk of your car. So if you're out camping...
And you never think it's going to happen. I mean, you know, your turkey's cooked, your friends, your family's on the way to your house. Bingo! Brownout! You got no heat, you got no lights.
You got no friends.
Thing, with the car generator, you keep that party alive.
Exactly.
And a lot of people have found that even in the wintertime, you imagine the hassle of having to move out of your house, get a hotel, take the dogs, you know, try to do all that. Even just a day or two of that sort of ruckus, the car generator is such an easy solution. And it's there's no maintenance, because you can last easily 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. You don't have to change the oil.
Right.
You don't need to do any maintenance. Just pull it out.
All right, so, John, we got to run. What's the website?
www.cargenerator.com.
All right.
Thanks,
enjoy your holiday weekend, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Great party. Still got a hangover.
I can start. I'm smelling the turkey. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
It's your call.
Hello!
Your chance to speak with Dave and Alan is coming up next. 416-360-0740 or 1-866-740-4740. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. Feel free to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Reach out. Our website is davescornergarage.com. Now back to Dave and Alan.
You're one click away from owning the world's most reliable generator.
I am?
You have a car. All you're missing is Car Generator, the lightweight unit that hooks up to your vehicle, supplying backup power in minutes that can run your home for days. Car Generator needs no maintenance, unlike expensive gas generators that hide a dirty secret. If you don't maintain them, they don't run.
So why buy one if I already have a car?
Now you're getting it with a money-back guarantee. CarGenerator.com. Is that a generator in your driveway?
Notice anything different at LentInsurance.ca? We've rebranded to better encapsulate everything that has driven us for the past 40 years. We've also redesigned our website for content and function, so it's easier for you to navigate and find information. And have you met our new online quoting assistant, Mia? Yes, a lot has changed, but our mission remains the same, providing specialized collector car insurance that's crafted for collector car enthusiasts like you. LentInsurance.ca, driven by passion.
I'm Vince Beretta, founder of Walkaway, a product inspired by my mom. What if the unexpected happens and all of a sudden you can't afford your car payments? Owing more in your vehicle than what it's worth is a big problem. It's why I designed Walkaway, the very best debt protection. We've helped Canadians in times of need settle nearly $100 million of auto-related debt, and we can help you. Try us for 12 months. It's complimentary. Visit walkaway.ca before you lease or finance your next vehicle. Smart, responsible debt protection.
Come this holiday season, when the power goes out, spoiling the fun, that's when you'll thank us for the car generator you won on Dave's Corner Garage. This month, we're kicking butt and taking names, one of whom will win a compact, lightweight car generator. It hooks up to your vehicle, supplying backup power that can run your home for days. Who needs a big, smelly gas generator in the house when you have Uncle Carl? Second prize, a $250 Esso gift card to fill the tank that runs your car that runs a car generator. Enter to win at davescornergarage.com.
See, now I forgot about that contest. We're giving away a car generator
exactly.
And $250 worth of gasoline.
Great content. Go to davescornergarage.com.
Yep.
You're going to find the links to everybody we're talking about. You're going to find out how you can win the contest.
Yep. There's a great video of us in the studio. Just a nice sight.
And watch some old shows.
Let's go to the phones. We're going to talk to Denny from Fort Erie.
Denny in Fort Erie driving a 14 Impala. What's wrong with it?
You know the sensors in the mirror that if a vehicle is coming up to you, you get the little light come on in your mirror?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they both worked. And for some reason, the right-hand one quit. Now, when I turn the key on to start the car, the mirror, they both light up.
Uh-huh.
And then they quit. The left-hand one then will notify me if there's a vehicle on my left side. So I'm wondering, what's the most likely reason why it would quit? Would it be the sensor in the back of the car? Or I believe there's one in the mirror, isn't there?
I would assume that the sensor is in the mirror itself.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know what you could try to do is, you know what, when the car is running and in park, why don't you just move your hand around or walk around close to the mirror itself, the one that does work, and see where you have to be to trigger the light to come on. Okay, then you'll know. I mean, if you're close to the front of the car and you're blocking the mirror's view.
Have you ever repaired one?
No, I haven't actually.
No, me neither. You know, maybe what we should also do is I'd hook up to YouTube. I'm sure there's somebody there who's got a video on it to see how it's sensitive and where the sensor is. But I think the sensor might be both of them.
What's the mileage on your car?
It's very low, 58,000 clicks.
Do you know what? I would call a dealer. I mean, you may still be under warranty because if you do need that sensor, or you may end up needing a whole mirror if it's not available, that's going to be really costly. So, you know what? Call the manufacturer.
I don't think that would work. I bought the car as from Wreckers, and the woman who originally owned it, it got hail damage, so it's got these little pimples all over it.
Right.
And she didn't want the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it from Wreckers at a very good deal. I think I paid $10,000 last October.
Very good.
And it's beautiful. Paint job is immaculate. The car is just terrific.
Except for the pimples.
And it's loaded with stuff. And I don't care if it has these dimples all over.
Well, you know what? It looks like a golf ball.
Yeah, right.
You know what?
So it tracks straight. That's why they're there, you know.
We had cars with hail damage. We put vinyl roofs on them. It hides everything.
Yeah, but it's on the hood and on the trunk. And
you
I asked the dealer at the wrecker how much would it cost to fix this, and he said about $4,500. I said, I'll drive it just the way it is.
I bet that made his butt dimple up, eh? Woo! That's a whole lot of dough.
A little humor there. Very
All right, Danny, have yourself a great long weekend. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, you can
hear about the music. It's time to take a break again.
Yes.
And when we get back,
we're going to be talking
We're going to have the winner to our trip to Mexico on the line. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
I can say yeah again.
All right, we're back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we've run a contest for the last, about a month, Dave, I think it was?
Yep.
We had lots of people send in their request to win, and guess what? They have, and we've got one of them on the line right now. But first, I want to announce the second and third prize, which were sets of tires. If you have a light truck or car, you want a set of Salen tires. And our first winner is Herman Shellforest. I don't know where he lives, but Herman, if you're listening, you want a set of tires. And the other person who won them is Kathy Diamond. I'm guessing in the city of Toronto.
Kathy won a crown application.
As well?
And a set of those floor mats. No tires.
Oh, she didn't win the tires.
No, she gets crown application and a set of floor mats that are sitting in your shop. So we'll be contacting both these folks by phone, getting their addresses and arranging that next week they get their prizes.
But the big winner is on the line with us, Sheila Shawl. Sheila, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Yay. Have you started packing yet?
Oh, yeah. The suitcases are by the door.
All right. Super.
Sheila, you should know that you can use this prize within the next 2 years. You don't have to go right away. It's air flight down to the Mayan Riviera. It's actually a really first-class hotel. And, of course, we have some rooms for you, and you get to fly home. And it's all tax-deductible, I hope.
Have you been down to Mexico before, Sheila?
No, actually, I haven't.
Oh, it's great. The weather's going to be perfect, and the food is great.
Yeah, it really is. And the beaches are white.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm in shock.
Oh, we're so happy for you.
I didn't expect this.
How it works is we'll be sending you a coupon by registered mail. You contact the company that actually handles this, and they'll set everything up for you, and then away you go. And you can stay longer if you want. They'll arrange that for you, too.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So trip for two to the – what's it, yours, mine, and ours contest?
Exactly. So you've been a long-time listener, Sheila?
Yeah, as much as I can on Saturdays, yes.
What kind of car do you drive?
Honda Civic.
Good girl.
15 years old.
Oh, yeah, great cars.
How old?
15.
Wow. All the money you saved, you could have bought your own trip to Mexico.
I need a new car now, though.
Oh, there you go. So all the money you saved, you can buy a new
one. Isn't it amazing, though, it lasts 15 years?
Oh, my last one lasted 18.
Unbelievable. So the next car will be a Corvette or a Camaro or something like that.
You can guarantee that it won't last that long. It's, you know, besides the fact that, you know, if you've had luck with a car, obviously it tells you that either you're lucky or it's been a great car. So I would stick with the same if you did like it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would go Honda again.
Excellent.
Probably very good.
Civic and Accord.
So, Sheila, what's going to happen is Paula, my secretary, will contact you on Tuesday. She'll get your mailing address, and we'll send this out to you by registered mail. And away you go. So when you come back, we would definitely want to hear from you.
Oh, for sure.
Don't forget the sunscreen, eh? It gets hot down there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again very much.
And thank you for entering.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. And by the way, we have a contest going on right now where you can actually win a car generator from Jonathan. They give you a gas generator and $250 worth of gasoline. So if you're hanging around just waiting for the power failure, who cares?
You could win a car generator.
You get a month's
worth of
gas.
You don't have to worry about it. All right, we're going to go to Cambridge next. Julius is there, and he wants to talk about rust. What's going on, Julius?
Hi, guys. I have a 2003 Pontiac Vibe, bought new. I purchased the rust protection package, bought it in every year for the touch-ups.
Uh-huh.
It's got an odd location for rust happening, just above the windshield line. It's that little lip that curls under, meets the seal for the windshield. It's been rusting there for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's no rust protection for that area. I'm just wondering if this is something you guys have heard of, or, you know.
Yes, I have. To repair that, you actually have to remove the windshield. And what's happening is the moisture is built up inside the lip where the welding is, and that area is corroded. Next step will be, if you don't do anything, is the windshield will crack.
Oh, it's too late. It's already happened.
It's already cracked. Okay, yeah.
Well, when they had it...
There was some stone chip, though.
Okay. Well, normally you see if the glass guy, once he's removed the windshield itself, if he sees a big buildup of rust, he'll normally mention it to you because, you know, you're going to want a guarantee, and he's not going to be able to do that if the rust is that bad. They didn't mention anything to you when they changed the glass?
No, actually, haven't done that yet. I wanted to...
Okay, so you haven't done it yet.
So yeah, are you planning to keep this car?
Yeah, it's got 260,000 kilometers on it. It runs like a Swiss watch. It's never given me any trouble other than this. But there's no rust anywhere else on the car.
Well, you want to deal with it before it looks like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, so maybe you get in touch with a body shop.
Spots maybe 5 or 6 inches back from that line, just little bubbles of...
All right, what I'd suggest is this, is take it to a body shop, have them determine where that rust is coming from and what's it going to take to fix, and then make sure you... are aware of it when the glass guy comes. And so there you go. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back with more of your calls right after this break.
You know, you heard the commercial for Alan's shop. Well, their logo is Fast and Honest.
That's right. I'm the honest one. Glenn is the fast one.
I always ask for the fast one. That's
but
there.
just so you know, Mandy will take the call and she's going to say, did you want to just make an appointment? Because she can handle that.
She's getting pretty
good, actually. You know what? I haven't seen her pick up any wrenches, but if you got some symptoms, boy, she already knows.
Let's go to Ed in Scarborough. He's our last call today. Ed, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, guys. And yourself?
Excellent.
I have a 2016 Kia Sorento, and the power gate just lately, it'll start up and it'll stop halfway.
Oh.
And it's just, you know, it does it from time to time. And same as going down. Once I put it up, and I thought it was all the way up, and I banged my head, you know, reaching into the back of the car.
Is there a switch, right?
I'm going to guess, because it being, it's a hatchback, correct?
Yes.
What we do see a lot with hatchbacks is the wires break, where that goes through the loom. Okay, so what you're going to find is if you open up the door manually and you look at where the hinge area is on either side, you're going to see a black-looking accordion kind of rubber.
Right.
And are you handy at all?
Wrench with the best of them.
All right, so what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to see if you can wiggle that rubber loose, okay?
Right.
And then you're going to pull it or push it one way or the other, and so because inside of it you're going to see there's wires. There could be 3 wires, there could be 5 wires or 6 wires, and just give each one a light tug and see if it pulls out, because if it pulls out, then you know it's absolutely broken, okay?
Right, yeah, but it's only from time to time this happens.
Right, so what's happening is it still has contact when the door is closed, right? And once it gets to halfway, that's when the bent wire is bending, and that's when the power stops.
I see. Oh.
I'm not just a pretty face, you know.
Yeah.
No comments.
Well, can I ask you one other quick question?
Yeah, sure. You got to be quick. Go ahead.
Camcorders, are they dash cam, are they pretty easy to install?
Yes, for the most part, you just need power wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
A lot of them go into the what we used to call the cigarette lighter.
Because what happens is it stores its own memory. It stays in the machine itself, and You know, Dave, when you want to download it, would you take the whole camera and plug it into your computer?
Yeah, you just plug it into the computer with a cord, and then it's probably a program to
But they're a great idea because they're very inexpensive. I think you can buy one for $100 or less.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you it happens that there's a car accident you're involved in, or, you know, the police stop you and you're going, the light was green, you could prove that, and they'll accept this in court as evidence, I think.
Yeah, no, because a couple times lately, I've had people just cut right in front of me, you know, and do an emergency brake.
Everybody's so aggressive on the road. It's fast. It's changed. It used to be let people in. Now they just cut you right off.
No, you have to be careful. Just because you're entering an intersection on a green light, you better make sure the other people have stopped.
Yeah.
You know, right. So many people are distracted by looking at their phones and doing other stuff.
Right.
It's tough. Toronto's been a tough town lately to drive in.
Oh, you got that right.
Right? You know, it's changed for us. You know, personally, when we go downtown for an event, don't even take the car. Just take a taxi.
No.
Yeah, it's just changed.
I stay away from downtown.
Thank you so much for the call, Ed. Have a great day.
Bye.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for joining us today on the show, especially Jonathan from Car Generator.
Yeah.
And we're giving one away, as I said before. You get a car generator plus $250 worth of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to davescornergarage.com, and you can enter the contest. There's nothing to buy. You can enter it on your phone even. You know?
Exactly. And the gas goes in your car, actually.
Gas goes in your car, not your
You don't need it
friend.
In the generator, that's for
exactly
sure.
Exactly right. Also want to thank Terry Lobson. They've been with us for years. Dan Spendick has done this auction. I asked him once why he doesn't go near the Niagara Falls. You know, make it a bigger event like Bear Jackson sort
right.
of stuff, right? But they're happy. They're at the airport, free parking. It's easy to get through.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
A strong business.
The free parking's great because otherwise, you know, we go to shows down in the convention center.
Yeah.
It can cost you $40 to park for 2 hours.
Well, and the other thing is people will drive out to the airport. It's almost like a filter. You get serious people out there.
Right.
You know, like not tire kickers, but you get really people that are interested in the hobby and look for something that they can invest money into. And a car's a great investment because you get to drive it around and still make some money at the other end.
When old guys were selling wagons in the past and they had wooden wheels, did they call them tire kickers then too?
No, I wonder what they called.
Wagon wheelers and dealers.
And congratulations to Sheila. She's going off to Mexico, and that's really nice. The current contest is this, and I think the next contest is going to be Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Miami.
Really?
Miami. You go to Orlando, Miami, and whatever, or we'll give away gas. We
I wonder if Sheila's got a date for the who's she taking with.
I have no idea.
Or how many bags she's taking.
Well, she's got. Well, it's for two, right?
Right, exactly.
So I'm very happy. And the Sale and Tire winner,
I'm going to say that. Right, Herman Schellforst.
Yep, you're going to get a set of tires. You can make them winter tires.
Exactly, and Kathy Diamond won free rust check.
Crown Rust Proofing.
Rust Proofing, exactly.
Plus the floor mats that are sitting in your office.
Exactly.
So she'll have to come over to
We'll even unbox them and put them in her car. How's that?
Right. And a big hello to Evan, who's in from Phoenix, who never saw a radio show. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
You were super.
Yeah, thanks.
Man, if you
go ahead, say hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
That's it. Evan's actually going to school here, studying
computer science.
Yeah. Right.
And I want to thank Sebastian behind the board. Thanks for doing a great job
as usual. Yep. So next week, we'll do the same thing all over again. New contest, more prizing.
Don't eat too much turkey. Drive safe. And we'll see you next week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.